We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Thanks for popping on, man.
Man, how are y'all doing?
We're doing well. More important, how's James Wiseman doing?
You know, from doing the diary with him, and this is the, fourth or fifth installment, he seems to be taking everything really in stride for somebody that has so much pressure on him. I think Steve Kerr, it was hilarious yesterday saying that the media, okay, let me give you a daily report card on James, you know. But he's certainly perhaps the most scrutinized Warriors rookie since Chris Webber, perhaps, you know?
Yeah.
Steph Curry didn't have these expectations coming in. And so much has been put on this kid. But I think the thing that we have to remember is there was no training camp for him. There was no summer league for him. You know, he's made some teenage mistakes, and that's to be expected. So I'm not giving up on him. I think his future is bright, as you saw in the first half yesterday. And while you would think he'd be crumbling based on the pressure, I think based on what he went through in Memphis, like, this is a piece of cake.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, he seems to be really taking everything in a very mature stride.
Spears, I was trying to claim you to my guys. I was like, that's my boy. That's my friend. We talk. But I got to ask you this and why I like talking to you. Seriously, man, is you don't always agree with me, but you let me voice my opinion and you don't get mad. And what I want to ask you about, Spears, is when Wiseman came out and said he talks to Durant or Kyrie every day, I'm not saying I'm saying it. If somebody from a Warrior angle said, you know what, we don't know if that's a good thing, what do you say to that when you heard that, which you probably already knew, that he chops it up with KD every day?
Man, that's what these guys do, man. We're old school, man. You know, we think that they're supposed to hate each other and you know, never have dinner. Draymond talks to LeBron on a regular basis. Steph talks to a lot of people on a regular basis. So, I mean, we expect them to have rivalries when, you know, he's only 19. So for him, you know, Kevin Durant is somebody he's probably idolized. But Kevin Durant came into the league when he was 5. you know what I mean? So
right.
He probably looks at Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving in a different nature than we do. That was somebody he, you know, for him, like, it's like Magic Johnson to me, right? Or Larry Bird to me. So, I don't know, man. I think, sadly, we're going to just have to give up our old school mentality, man, because they're not trying to hear how we think it should be rough and tumble.
Yeah, and I'm hoping you and I can swap jerseys after this segment, Mark, because we're from the new school. And I was telling these guys that you and I are actually closer than you and Guru or you and Steiny. We share a love for the beautiful gang and Aubameyang and the other great gunners trying so hard in the Europa League, Mark.
I have no idea what you're talking about, but go ahead.
No, and PSG up 2-1 in the snow in Munich right now and in an interesting Champions League quarterfinal. Yes, Steiny, just sit back and be educated, if you will. This Warrior team, Mark, in the upside, I've been telling these guys they're better off in the lottery than in some cockamamie play-in scenario. What do you think?
I disagree with you. The main reason is for the person I just talked about. Like, James Wiseman has missed so much. He's missing summer league, missing training camp, that if you could get him some playoff experience, I think it's going to end up being quite valuable for him the next season when you do have Clay back, when you are expected to make the playoffs. You know, and I'm not so much worried about the pick that they're going to get from themselves. I'm also worried about the pick that they could get from Minnesota. There are five really, really great players, I think, in this draft. And if they could somehow get that fourth or fifth pick from Minnesota, that could be another godsend for this team, for the future, to help bridge the gap between the Steph Curry regime and the James Wiseman regime. I mean, I can only imagine if they got Jalen Green or Suggs on their team. So that pick that in the mid-15s or whatever, if it's going to be in a lottery, it's going to be a late lottery. So I'd rather see Wiseman get some playoff time rather than him sit and we wish on a star for the Warriors ping pong balls in the draft lottery.
Mark Spears joining us from the Undefeated. He does a diary periodically with James Wiseman. Hey, Mark, I know that you really liked Wiseman before the draft. Let me ask you this. Now that you've seen him for half a year, I'm sure you haven't wavered hugely on it, but if I'd say what's one thing that worries you about Wiseman, or what would you be most concerned about with Wiseman, even though I know you do like him?
Worrying about what everybody else thinks. And I don't think that he's doing that, but you know, I really believe that it takes big men longer to get ingrained. And while I think he isn't worried about his critics, he's putting on a great face. But what he does when he's away from the arena, what he says, what he looks at, because if you look at his signing, he's not a social media dude. He has a very minimal presence on Twitter and Instagram. So it's like it gives us nothing when we do these diaries once a month. When we look at his social media, there's nothing there to, right. to use other than advertising. So I don't think he's that typical kid that's scouring, searching his name, seeing what some people are saying about him. So I think if he, like, all three of those first three picks are going to be great players, and that's okay. You know what I mean? And I don't know that one is the better selection than the other. I think for the Warriors, this was a great choice. And I typically judge a player in his third season, so I think there's a lot of great to come. So to me, the only thing to worry about is him succumbing to everybody expecting him to live up to the expectations today, which I think is unfair.
Spears, the last time the Warriors were on top or when this thing all got started, everybody was wearing beautiful yellow and blue shirts, strength and numbers, and right now that's not the case. And I was telling the guys when Clay came out and said what he said, like, you know, it's going to be a slow grind. I'm looking at the bench. How concerned are you about the Warriors' bench and how quick it can be fixed, Spears?
I don't think it could be fixed. I think it is what it is. And, you know, typically the Warriors have lived on the buyout market and picked up a guy here and there, but they're not the you know, the attractive team this year. So they're not getting these guys. I don't know that there's a quick fix free agent to help. Maybe they could help a little bit, you know, in terms of somebody giving them some offense. Or, like, I like Dwayne Dedman. I thought he, you know, but he's gone now. There are people that could do some, you know, put some Band-Aids here or there. But, man, the bench is what it is. Smiley-ish, I don't know what the mentality is with him. Has he even played?
I'm like, sorry, who?
Two games. Exactly. Like, I to me, it's become a waste of roster spot unless, you know, they see something behind the scenes that we don't see. They're wasting a roster spot on him. That could be another big guy that could be in the game for him. So, but yeah, I think this is Steph Curry and the miracles, fellas.
Like, hey, no,
they're wow. going to be right as far there. As Steph takes them.
Hey, Mark, thank you so much. Mark Spears, the Undefeated. Check out his diary with James Wiseman. It's really good stuff. And thanks for the perspective, Mark. As always, appreciate it, man.
Always, brother. Take care.
All right. Mark Spears, the Undefeated.